Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tony Pike, of course, he's got the Bostonian and Endless Drama in the Kingsford Smith Cup tomorrow. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you again, mate. We spoke back on Tuesday, but a lot of discussion around the Bostonian. Can I ask you, obviously Tuesday's gallop impressed you to go to this race, but you discussed the Stradbroke and the weights and things earlier on in the week. Have you developed that any further about the Stradbroke?
Yeah, look, I went home and hadn't seen the horse for a week when I came back Monday night. You know, I was thrilled with the way he'd come through his 10,000 run. His work on Tuesday was exceptional. So, look, after discussions with David Archer, the owner, and Michael Carl, decided to roll the dice and head on to Saturday.
He's done. I think that tells me anyway that he's pleasing you and everything that he's doing here.
Yeah, definitely. And look, he was always nominated for the Kingston Smith. We did obviously think of just heading straight to the Stradbroke. Look, with his re-rating, he was probably going to be up, you know, near the top of the weights anyway in the Stradbroke handicap. So, look, this is a new race, and, look, $700,000 isn't to be sneezed at. So the horse had just thrived since his last run, so, yeah, quite happy to take his place on Saturday.
Good numbers, Group 1, race worth $700,000. It does automatically put a bit of pressure into the race. Where do you think the Bostonian gets tomorrow?
Yeah, look, gate 11's probably a touch awkward. Looks like there's going to be plenty of early speed in the race, especially from out wide as well. So, look, he can jump and put himself into the race, and we'll just leave it up to Michael from there. But with the pressure out wide, you know, he should be able to just come across with those and hopefully slot in just in behind the speed somewhere, sixth, seventh.
The horse doesn't know this, but you've gone from being an outsider to suddenly now the favourite for the Stradbroke with no zoo style going there. I mean, it's been a change in the whole place here in the last couple of weeks, just off the 10,000 win. Did that win surprise you?
Look, not entirely. As I said, the horse had also worked, you know, very well on the Tuesday leading into that race. I think just with the hype around Osborne Bulls and Nature Strip, they're sort of classed as, you know, two of the better sprinters here in Australia. And look, the Kiwis probably haven't got a great record in weight for age sprint races in Australia. So, look, we were happy with him heading in. And look, to be fair, we thought we'd run on that. Obviously, the stake money was a big incentive. But we thought he was going well enough to run top five, which would have cemented his place in the Stradbroke.
So the Tuesday gallop prior to the 10,000 to this week's gallop on Tuesday prior to tomorrow, was it better?
Look, Michael said it was. He said he felt extremely sharp, especially at Eagle Farm here. Obviously, the track at Doomben when he did gallop was quite heavy that day. So, yeah, they were probably struggling in it a touch. But he obviously handles off ground as well. He's pretty versatile in that sense. But just working on his own on that course proper, Eagle Farm course proper, you know, he just works in sensation. He was bouncing off it.
Endless Drama we know quite well here. You train him now. You trialled him earlier in the week, and then you threw in the acceptance. Just has to overcome a horror draw now.
Yeah, look, couldn't have the horse going any better. We trialled him Tuesday, a little bit similar to a pattern we sort of followed in New Zealand. He ran it in a 1,200-metre sprint. Probably unlucky not to win that day at Hawke's Bay. And then backed up at the mile a week later. 1,600 probably just stretches him a touch.
Right.
I think probably the 1,300 and 1,400 of his next two starts are going to be ideal for him. Obviously, gate 18's not ideal in any race, let alone a Group 1 race. But he's flying the old horse, you know, just probably the change of environment often does spark them up a wee bit. And his trial on Tuesday was super. So, look, not saying he can win on Saturday, but he'll obviously go a long way back from that wide gate. And look, he'll be savaging the line late. It'll set him up nicely for the Stradbroke 2 weeks later.
Good luck tomorrow, Tony. Hope they both run well, as the horse doesn't know it, but he's a very prominent horse now in the Brisbane Carnival, the Bostonian, so let's hope he lives up to it.
Yeah, look, he's obviously unbeaten here. He's gaining a bit of a following, so let's hope you know, he can continue on his merry way.
Good on you, Tony. Tony Pike joining us here in our OB van.